Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends, and thanks for taking the time to join me for some fine points from yesterday's service and message, Easter Means. For most people around the country and in many parts of the world, Easter was spent somewhere other than in a physical house of worship alongside friends and loved ones. Because of physical and social distancing requirements in effect caused by the coronavirus pandemic, church and many other institutions have been unable to physically assemble people together as usual. While many, if not most, pastors found a way to get a message to their congregations, some had no workaround for the problem they felt they could implement. Until we are able to reassemble, people are doing what they can to stay in touch without actually touching, or what is called virtual meeting. Virtual meeting is a way to simulate a physical environment without being in one. We attempted to do that yesterday and had a fair measure of success. The Sunday school and mission session didn't experience any problems with members talking and seeing each other and the teacher. We had a few problems with an echo during the morning worship period that limited the quality of the video recording and live stream. Hopefully, we can find a solution to that problem. Even though we encountered some problems, we were able to communicate with each other and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. Yesterday's message was an explanation of what Easter really means. Easter means those who assert that Earth and all the complex organisms within it, including mankind, is the result of an accident or random chance made up of space and stardust are wrong and shouldn't be believed. Easter means, since we are no accident, then we must have come into existence by design or purpose. And anything made with design or purpose must have a designer or creator. Easter means that the Creator has made an attempt to inform His creation about their creator and purpose. Easter means that all obstacles to restoration of good and proper relationship between the God and mankind has been removed. Easter means that Jesus Christ has conquered death for all of mankind, and that we no longer need fear death. Easter means everyone has a choice to make and has to give an account for the choice at the judgment seat of Christ. Easter means that Jesus is Lord and King, and all authority in heaven and earth belongs to Him. These are just a few of the things Easter means. I miss seeing and fellowshipping with all of you. Some of you I have seen and spoken to online, and many others I haven't seen since the fifth Sunday in March or later. I plan to have a church chat on Wednesday of this week, beginning at 6:30 in the church online. During that our time together, I just want to see you, talk to you, discuss a scripture or two, and the path forward. So spread the word and join me if you can. Remember to visit our website to see our latest news, announcements, and worship activities and opportunities. Be sure to download our mobile app on your phone and mobile devices. Don't forget to read and listen to my Sunday school preview that comes out on Thursday of this week on our Facebook page, website, and mobile app. Get a jump on Sunday school by reading the Sunday school daily Bible readings anytime and anywhere at our website and by clicking the link. As always, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.